Gambling lambs and Easter bunny rabbits are delightful, but they aren't the only new spring arrivals in Cranley today. As we move cautiously out of lockdown, the wide and differing effects of this COVID-19 pandemic will become only too clear. Many of these effects are going to need specialist support and advice to be dealt with. And we here in Cranley are lucky to have great advice to hand. As part of our ongoing guest series today, I'm really pleased to welcome Phil Davis, CEO of Waverley Citizens Advice, who's going to tell us how Citizens Advice has weathered the storm of this last year. Yes, it's actually a year. And how they can help us deal with the non-medical after effects of these disturbing times. Phil, good morning.
Good morning, Linda.
Great to have you. So, first of all, Phil, what's the last year been like then for you as head of Citizens Advice in Waverley and the team?
Well, firstly, can I say thank you for inviting me? Like lots of local organisations, the last year has been quite challenging for us in all sorts of ways. When COVID-19 restrictions were first introduced, we immediately knew that there would be a really big effect on lots of different people's lives, their jobs, their money, their family relationships, and that our help would be needed more than ever. So our primary focus was how we continue to offer our support without risking the health of our staff, volunteers, or our clients. And initially, with the first lockdown, this meant us all working from home, helping people by phone or email. Then as the restrictions were eased, we started to see more clients in our offices again using a video link, which meant we could provide some kind of face-to-face service for those people who really needed it and still meet the social distancing requirements. So a lot of the time, to answer your question, a lot of the time in the middle of the year was spent ensuring that our offices in Cranley, in Farnham, in Godalming and in Haslemere were COVID secure and safe for us all to use.
Quite a challenge that in itself. So did you manage to get back to something like normal numbers and normal opening times during the year then, Phil?
Well, not completely. The social distancing rules were still in place, and that meant we could only have a limited number of people into our offices at any one time. So for example, we couldn't use our waiting rooms or have a normal number of advisors in. So this put a limit on how many people we could help actually at our offices and on our opening hours. Mm-hmm. But throughout that time, we did manage to maintain our telephone and email service, and we saw the demand for those services actually steadily grow. In February this year, we helped nearly 1,000 people by phone or email, and that's a 5% increase over the same time last year.
That's a lot, isn't it? And the scenario you describe is like we're beginning to get used to, like, you know, if you go to the doctors or whatever, you must arrive on time, no waiting and so on. So yes, that's becoming par for the course. So you got going again a bit. What about lockdown two and after?
Yes, well, when the lockdown two measures were introduced in December, we had to go back to working from home, again, providing phone and email services. So we've just had to remain flexible, reviewing, adapting to meet the changing requirements. But we've never actually stopped offering our help and support. And it's a real credit to our staff and our volunteers that they've been able to achieve all this very quickly, running a full home-based service within a couple of weeks of the first lockdown, meaning that we can help the thousands of people that are facing unprecedented problems at this time.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's so good that you were, and really, to use excitement isn't the right word. But there was that impetus of adrenaline to get everything. This was terrible, and to try and get everything up and running again as soon as possible. So you talk about these problems and 5% increase. What sort of problems have they been bringing along, Phil?
Well, I think it goes without saying that the situation we've been facing has been difficult for lots of people in all sorts of different ways. We in particular have seen a rise in number of people with employment issues and relating to the furlough scheme and redundancies. And sadly, we've also seen more people suffering domestic abuse and a tragic increase in the severity of some of that abuse. And it's worth saying at this point that we do have a dedicated team of specialist staff and can support such people, and not just immediate victims, but also family members that may have been affected.
That's really something. And sadly, it was we included people from the support team for domestic abuse in our Christmas edition. And if anyone is interested, if you go to Cranleigh Community Radio, it's there on the edition of the 23rd of December.
By far the largest number of inquiries have been about benefits entitlements, where we've seen a huge rise in the number of people needing to claim universal credit. Nobody knows going forward what the full impact of the pandemic is going to be, and we're particularly concerned about its long-term effect on people's finances, particularly when the current government support packages, like the furlough scheme or the debt mitigations that are currently in place, when they come to an end. One thing we do expect is to see is an increase in the need for debt advice as life gets back to normal and people start to look at the impact on their money.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so much uncertainty, isn't there, in every way, and we're beginning to learn to live with it. I would ask people again to go and look at our edition, which has is about universal credit. The overriding thing I took out of that was, however clever you think you are, get some advice before you start. I think universal credit is quite a challenge. And for debt too. You don't have to. I think the message with debt that came over was you don't have to worry. The sooner you address it, the better, and so on. When do you think your advice services will be fully open again?
Well, as I said, we never actually fully closed our advice services. We just adapted them to meet the guidelines that were in place at the time. The lockdown restrictions, most recently those that came into force just after Christmas, meant that we had to close our offices again to the public at that time. But once again, we continued to provide a highly responsive phone and email service. And anyone wanting to use those services can find the details on the free phone telephone line number and the email inquiry form on our website.
Yes, and just for our listeners, the website is WaverleyCAB, all one word, .org.uk, and the telephone number we will put on the Destination Cranleigh website, but it's 0808 2787 980. Those are the ones to go for. They're the ones that work best. You've become experts at remote working. Will you open your actual offices, and when do you think they'll open?
Well, they are actually already opened. All four of our offices reopened to the public on the 29th of March. As I said earlier, while the social distancing rules are in place, we can only offer a limited service at our offices. For example, we can only open our Cranleigh office at the moment on a Tuesday each week, but although we do plan to reopen it on Mondays and Thursdays as soon as we can. So we would ask people to continue to use our free phone helpline and email services wherever possible.
And I know there's a lot of information, lots of information online, and really accessible, isn't it? So, but there are still some people who can't use the telephone, or for it's not appropriate for them at the time, or go online. What about them?
Well, the good news is that most people who for whatever reason genuinely can't use the phone or email can now actually come into one of our offices and get advice via our video link system. And I'd just like to explain how that works.
Yeah.
You're provided with a private room with a video link to one of our advisors in the office. They will be able to see you and talk to you and share documents as necessary. You don't need to know how a computer works to do this. Our advisors are there to take you through the whole process step by step.
Okay, so can I just go over that? So I make an appointment, I go along, knock at the door, somebody lets me in, and I go in a socially distanced way to a room and sit there in front of a screen where I will see the person who's there in the next room.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly.
Great.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Yes. And then you can go through the whole process. So if you had some papers you needed to share, you could hand them over or hold them up and show them, something
We do have a document sharing facility, so you can actually bring papers in. That's really the the benefit of being able to go into the office.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're hopeful, aren't we, that we'll be able to resume everything by the 21st of June. We'll be free. I'm not so sure about that, but we'll keep our fingers crossed. So what does the future look like for Citizens Advice in Waverley?
Well, as I said earlier, since the beginning of the pandemic, we've experienced increasing demand for our online phone and email services. And that's probably not a great surprise, given that everybody was required to stay at home. But like more and more people now switching to online shopping, we expect more people to want to access our services remotely. And that's why we've recently relaunched our website and made it easier for people to get the help they need on the website rather than having to phone us or visit one of the offices. And it's also why we launched our free phone telephone number and taken steps to dramatically improve our call answer rate, which is now, I'm proud to say, now around 80%. Mm-hmm. And developing that in-office video service that we talked about has given us the opportunity to explore how we can use that technology more widely, such as in community locations or even for people at home who can't get into our offices easily.
Yeah, that's really creative, isn't it? So it's opening up a whole plethora of alternatives that you can do. And I think that's really fantastic. When you say the call answer rate is 80%, does that mean that mostly if you phone up during office hours, you'll speak to somebody who can help?
Yes, we have a shared telephone system. Yeah. So all four of our offices share one telephone system. So when you phone through the number, you don't necessarily get hold of someone in Cranley, but you'll get hold of someone who can help you.
Oh, that's
necessarily make an appointment for you in Cranley.
That's really fantastic, because I know people sometimes one is somewhat hesitant, let's say, about calling these numbers and then being online for ages. Okay. Do you think people are always going to need citizens' advice?
There'll always be people always face issues in their lives that they need a little help with or guidance with. So I think there'll always be a need for our services, and we're determined to do whatever we can to provide those services in the best ways that suit local people.
Yeah, it's really good to know that that the service is evolving and changing and looking at. I mean, I know you always do focus on the clients, but that's real proof that it's so. That's just all so interesting and hopeful as we come back to something a bit like normal. Is there anything else you would like to add for people?
Yes, Linda, I'd just like to say it has been a challenging year for us all, but none of what we've achieved would have been possible without the hard work and dedication of our amazing team of staff and volunteers. Mm. They've given so much of their time over the last year to ensure that people get the help they need. And if anyone listening would be interested in joining that team, we're always on the lookout for new volunteers, particularly for our Cranley office. You don't need to be an expert. You just need to be willing to learn and willing to dedicate one or two days a week to helping local people. And you can, again, our website has details on how you can apply for volunteer vacancies.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I couldn't think of anything more worthwhile than as a way to give back to the local community, because people do need access to all this advice, because I've been supporting some people, and the official world, if you like, for want of a better word, is like a quagmire, and sometimes it's really hard to find your way through it. So it's fantastic. Thank you so much. Thank you. I'll say again, the website is waverleycab.org.uk. The telephone number 0808 2787 980. You will get answered if you phone it, so don't hesitate. And if you want to know the topics that we've looked at with CABCA, already, like PIP and universal credit, debt, energy, how to avoid scams, go back through our podcasts and have a look at those. Phil, I'm looking forward to more interviews to find out how successful you are with all these new techniques and models. And certainly as these effects that we don't really know totally what they are yet. But thank you. And can I say thank you to you too for leading such a wonderful team. thank you so much on behalf of the people of Cranleigh.
Well, thank you, Linda, for the opportunity to highlight the work of our charity.